This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, September 17th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were a bit higher. Chicago up 4, but KC and Minneapolis were up 7. So we continue to see the quality markets improve against the Chicago market. And we also saw some strength in corn and soybeans. Soybeans having a big day up, and that pulled corn higher as well. But Chicago, which normally would perform better than the other two markets on that kind of row crop support, actually was the laggard of the whole grain complex. So I think that underscores the pathway for the spreads with KC and Minneapolis versus Chicago, at least for the next couple weeks or so. The strength in soybeans, of course, is attributed to increased China demand, and that's just been on fire over the last several weeks. Every day we get sales announcements between 300,000 and 500,000 tons of soybeans. So we're soaring higher on export sales, not only of soybeans, but also of corn, well ahead of what the Chinese tariff rate quotas are, which they left unchanged, by the way. So for corn, that TRQ is 7.2 million tons. They've already bought over 9 million tons from the United States. And in wheat, the TRQ is 9.6 million tons. They haven't bought near that much from the U.S., but they've never really even come close to approaching that level when it comes to wheat imports, not only from here in the U.S., but everyone combined in the world. Export sales this morning were a little disappointing, 336,000 tons for wheat. That was just below the low end of the range of estimates from 350 to 7. That's 31% below last week and 42% below the four-week average. So we've priced ourselves out of the market, obviously, and that's starting to show up in our export sales reports. Corn export sales of 1.6 million tons, that was at the high end of the range of estimates. Soybeans at 2.4 million tons, also at the high end of the range of estimates. And for both of those markets, China was by far the biggest buyer. Egypt bought some wheat yesterday. A surprise purchase by Poland, from Poland, 60,000 tons. So they took one cargo from Poland and then 235,000 tons from Russia. Average price was $249 a ton. That's up 9 over the previous tender from 2 weeks ago. And freight was out also down 1. So actually the cash price was up 10 from 2 weeks ago. The thing here is that Poland was able to undercut Russia by a notable amount, by about $3 a ton. So, you know, obviously Russia's not going to just stand there and take that. Now, that could be all Poland had to offer, and Russia could say, well, that's fine, they can have that one cargo, but we'll be paying pretty close attention. If the Europeans think they can compete in this market with their prices having been elevated throughout the harvest season and into the fall, then that means most likely that world prices have topped, that Russia no longer has that ability to continue to ratchet up their FOB offers if it's coming to a point where it brings other players into the mix. And obviously, Poland is one of those. So my guess is that the Russians are not going to continue to increase their FOB offers. They're not going to want to get pushed out of the key markets, especially with a massive Australian crop looming over our heads that are going to be hitting the pipeline here within a couple months. Russia's going to want to move as much wheat as they can. Now, some of the supporting factors in the wheat space are some interesting weather problems. We've talked about Argentina quite a bit yesterday and their dryness conditions, and then they've also had some freezes. And there, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is reporting that they expect production will probably be around 18 million tons, which is one lower than USDA projected here just a week ago. They expect their exports will be down about 4% from last year at 11.8 million tons. Ending stocks at 1.8 million tons is about half of what their average is, down 800,000 from last year. It's about the lowest in 20 years. So all of a sudden, Argentina is in a bit of a fix. It's not like it's a complete wipeout for them, but if you look at the production declining and they're already booked sales of around 20% now with their declining production and their committed exports typically to Brazil, it is going to ratchet down what they have available to the rest of the world. And again, it puts them in a tight ending stock situation. The other thing that is developing is in the Black Sea. Eastern Europe as well and into the Black Sea, it's been really dry through the last couple months. And that, of course, is affecting winter wheat plantings, especially southern Russia, where there's reportedly been very little done. The northern part and the more eastern part, the Volga area, northern Russia, they've had good rains. Winter wheat planting is going fine there. But in the southern region, which is a really important region, simply because that's where most of the exportable supplies come from, typically, they've had very little progress done in winter wheat plantings. The forecast for the next couple weeks still continues to show dryness, and that does extend into early October. So the kicker is that the window is going to be closing down here fairly quickly for winter wheat plantings. They haven't until about the middle of October, but that's really pushing it. And the rains would have to come and give them time to get in the field and get it planted. And it looks like it's narrowing down to, at best, a two-week time window into early October. And that's not even saying that the forecast suggests rains are coming. It just says that rains are not forecast for these next 2 weeks, and that puts us into early October. We gotta hope that they get rains. Otherwise, I think it puts a pretty strong floor under the wheat market coming into next year. So you've got Eastern Europe, Ukraine, Russia, Romania, major, the Black Sea players, obviously, and that, I think, will offer a pretty strong element of support. Here in the United States, we've had quite a bit of rain across the southern and central plains. That should alleviate drought conditions, should get the winter wheat planting off to a decent start. But we still have to look at what the acres are going to be. They've been continually decreasing winter wheat acres in the southern plains. For hard red winter wheat, we're at 100-year lows. We'll see where we come up with there. But at least you have the incentive of decent planting conditions across much of the southern and central plains. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.